Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. Recently, I was privileged to teach the London Church staff on 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. There's such great material in this chapter that I'm recording a few podcasts to give a bit more detail to it. And we're talking here about motives. Motives really matter. The motives of Paul mattered in this chapter, and the motives of a Christian matter always, yours and mine. Our motives matter because they influence our methods, and then that will influence whether we have pleasant memories of those we have influenced and whether they have pleasant memories of us. Paul certainly has pleasant memories of the Thessalonians because his motives were right. In the previous podcast, we talked about some of the opposition that Paul and his companions faced at Philippi and Thessalonica itself, back in Acts chapter 16, and have a look there if you want more detail. And that as a result of that persecution, it should be clear to the Thessalonians that the reason that they came to Thessalonica and the reason he's writing this letter is because they have pure motives. No one does what they did and endures what they did unless their attitudes are correct. They are thinking of the best interest of others and not themselves. The opposition, the word opposition that is used in verse 2 of this chapter, and we dared to tell you that his gospel, in spite of strong opposition, that word is used in terms of athletic contest, a bit like the Olympics. It's the word from which we get the word agony. We see the same word used in 1 Timothy 6:12 and 2 Timothy 4:7. What happened to Paul when he established the church in Thessalonica demonstrated the purity of his motives, and he reminds them of this. What's important about that for us, perhaps, is that as we try to help others and we face opposition, persecution, or just difficult times, we should rejoice, like it says in James, when we face many trials, trials of many kinds. We've got to consider it what? Pure joy. Pure joy. Why? Well, there's lots of reasons. Part of it is it develops perseverance and character and faith and all those good things, but also partly because it purifies our motives. Why am I raising this child? Why am I going through a difficult time with my health or helping other people? Well, it's purifying my motives. It's happening so that I can have a better heart. Paul's able to write to the Thessalonians about this because they know how he lived and they know that his heart was right. Paul has been approved by God, and that's been proven by his conduct under suffering. And he continues to be approved by God. So that's why he has such confidence in not only bringing them the gospel originally, but bringing them the rest of the gospel, or bringing them further teaching and training in his letters. He has confidence, not because it's who he is, but because God has given his approval. You and I, who have been through testing times and have stood that test, who have come through the other side, have been so approved. And therefore, we should have greater confidence. The things that have hit us, the things that have hurt us, are things that can make us stronger and more confident, not less so. Recently, I read or heard somebody say something short but very profound about testing experiences. This person said, "Things don't happen to me, they happen for me." Let me repeat that. Things don't happen to me, they happen for me. In other words, tough things that go on don't just happen to me and I have to endure it and get through it and just hope it all goes away. No, he says they happen for me. In other words, they have a formative effect. They change me, they mold me, they make me stronger, they make me better, they make me more refined. Paul's preaching could not have proceeded from error, because he was entrusted by God with the message. He was not impure, for he had been approved by God, and he was not a trickster, for he aimed at pleasing God, not men. When we have a confidence of our calling, when we have a confidence that our tough times have purified our motives, then we preach and teach and assist others and serve with such greater confidence that it makes a big difference to the effect of our preaching and teaching to help people to know God and to grow in God. We'll talk a little bit more about this in the next podcast. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and my Twitter feed is mccx. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.